Gangrene 9-3. Saab 9-3. Just like my boy Drew Rebko.
Oh, your Swedish brother in arms.
That's right.
That's
here
fantastic.
We are. The Saab 9-3.
Welcome back, everybody.
500.
Yeah?
3-3.
As of right
500.
Now?
500.
500.
Yeah.
Good closer point. To 50 than ever will.
We're on that way. We're on the way to 50. You can listen to us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us on Red's Army. You can watch us on GangreneTV.com. You can call us, David.
508-731-GGTV. That's 508-731-4488.
Do it all up. Text us.
Text us up. We like to hear from you, even though we haven't yet.
Right. I mean, late nights at Sully's, if you want to just text your frustrations about bartenders, you should do that.
Just do it. Just text us about anything.
Yeah.
Life. Just life. You know?
Yeah.
Well,
we can give some advice. It'll be terrible.
Yeah, it'll be the worst advice you
don't
possibly
to
could
it.
Get. But
everything I've ever done, just don't do it. there's your advice.
Oh, boy.
I mean, except, you know, do cool things.
Yeah, like, you know, carry switchblades and
cars and stuff.
Hug
like that.
Jonas Drebko.
Ah, my God.
High five Ricky Buckets. You know?
Two of my highlights of my life.
Yeah. Well, you know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Do those things again.
Always and forever.
Yeah. Yep.
We have an Instagram and a Twitter. Both
we
at
do. You should
Gangrene
watch Instagram.
TV.
Yeah. I like Instagram. That's my favorite app of all time.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
It's pictures.
It's pictures. Pictures are cool.
I like the Domino's app where you can just order, like, you can just text it. Ring Domino's, yes.
Now, isn't that just.
No, you're off the show because me and Evan Turner, we're going to Santapio's.
Isn't that the same as just calling a pizza? Like, you're texting your order to
but
Domino's.
Who wants to talk to a guy on the phone?
That's, well, I don't. I certainly don't.
No. So I like Twitter. You like Instagram. Stats like Domino's.
Dude, Instagram's cool. My favorite. Well, I don't know. It's more me. It's a, you know.
Yeah. Because you can look at.
Well, every time you open up Instagram, it's just like, you know, like cool things like cars and skateboards and motorbikes.
Girls.
And I think they're on there, yeah.
Oh, no, they're on there.
Oh, are they? I should look that up.
You should probably look it up.
Yeah. And, you know, basketball sometimes.
Right. Gangrene.
Yeah, we were on there.
Yeah, we are on there.
Not associated with the Suicide Girls.
No, too bad, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Unless they want a sponsor.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, you know.
Any Suicide Girls watching the show right now or listening at redsarmy.com and or gangrenetv.com, please.
That's probably
sponsor the hell out of this show.
It's probably zero.
You never know. Cool chicks with tattoos like basketball.
Never gonna know unless we ask.
That's true.
You cool chicks with tattoos watching basketball right now, you can please text us. 508-731-GGTV.
Yeah, this is going a weird place.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah, can we start the show?
Listen,
yeah.
Listen, so after 9 years, it's meant to go in a weird place.
Speaking of Santarbio's Pizza, not the Domino's app. Evan Turner, he's like, I'm gonna have a nice piece, probably the best piece of pie he ever had.
Basically, what you're saying right now is Evan Turner now has a little more time to go to Santapios.
Yeah, he's not starting.
He has lost his starting job.
In fact, we're gonna meet him after this, and he's gonna say, "Hey guys, your show is so great, we're gonna buy you pizza every week."
So we're gonna get sponsored by ET or is. Celtics.
Someone should buy a Santapios every week.
Yeah, I mean,
saying.
If someone wants to beat Evan Turner to it,
yeah.
You know, I
that'd
mean,
be all right.
I'd be fine with it.
Listen, even if you
businesses,
us,
that's a free business plug.
Mm-hmm. If
all
you,
we're asking is for 2-3 pizzas every week.
A hot pepper pizza.
And a cheese.
A cheese. Are we getting 3 pizzas or 2?
How could we possibly do 3 pizzas? It's 3 of us.
There's 3 of us, 1 pizza per person.
We'll do 2 pizzas, a cheese and a hot pepper.
I mean, whatever. But I guess fine.
He's making me feel fat is what's going on.
I won't make you feel fat. I'll just point it out.
Okay.
So, sure. I guess 2 pizzas.
3.
So, whatever. Whatever. 3 pizzas. So, we're not going to get into basketball today, are we?
No. We're talking about Evan Turner, how he loves Santarpios, and that he asked Brad Stevens if he was on the drugs.
Santapios, those Rolling Rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so, he said, Brad Stevens, are you on those synthetic drugs?
Are you on the Flaca?
Oh, yes.
That's what Joe Green's on. Yeah. Yeah, supposedly.
Oh, I forgot about Still poor scary. Jarl Green.
Yeah, well, that's in segment two. We'll get to that. So Evan Turner went into Brad Stevens' office. Brad told him that, listen, you're going to have to ride the pine for a little bit. We're going to sit you down. You know, you're going to lose your starting job. Evan Turner agreed because he is a professional, and he understands what it is to be part of a team. But that didn't stop him from asking Brad if he was totally high.
Well, I mean,
and maybe a little drunk. So we checked his office for booze and some drugs.
Evan Turner's just so
jokingly
good at everything.
Right. Well,
not great. At everything.
Right. Not great. Good. Good.
But you know, I think it's kind of a pride hit anytime when you know he was a starter at the end of last season. So
I mean, I didn't hear him say the quotes, but I read them.
Well, one of the quotes that I took from it.
No, he was very joking.
Yeah. He was very joking about it. But one of the quotes that I took out of it.
He seems like I would like to hang out with him at Santarpio's with free pizza.
Right. He's like, there's a bigger picture than me. So
the Mona Lisa.
Right. No, what I liked from what he said was he's not opposed to any of this. And he is basically being a great team player in this.
Definitely.
So, I mean, the bigger picture isn't me starting. The bigger picture is us winning. So, right then and there, it's
50 games.
47. But, so, I mean, right then and there, it's like, okay, you can really, like, get it going with this guy. He's on board. He's on board for the whole Stevens experience.
And you know what we have to do to motivate the rest of the team?
Get Jay Crowder.
That's
to
right.
Just start yelling at everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he yelled at Sully. He yelled at Kelly. And
I love him. And oh, my God, great. I love him and Evan Turner.
He should be your best friend now.
Ah, he is. He's the best.
Now that he's yelling at Kelly.
It's good to have a guy like that on the team. I think. Yeah.
Okay. I have to digress for a second. We are six games in, and I still cannot stand Kelly and Sully. And they both had a really good game last week, and I witnessed it with my own two eyes.
Did you not see Kelly Olynyk eat that burrito?
I did. I don't want All right, let's be positive.
All right.
50 wins. Let's be
four
positive.
Four bites, buddy. He took four bites.
Yeah.
That's what being from Canada is all about.
It took him like four bites for like half an hour.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was on a plane, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the air pressure on burritos.
I would like Kelly Olynyk if he was on the Trailer Park Boys, but he's not. So he should just go back to Canada.
Is he not, though? Isn't he one of the guys that
I would like him better if he was not on the Celtics.
One of the guys.
Oh, I'm saying.
Corey and Trevor?
Yeah.
Nah, he's suckier than Corey and Trevor. Yeah. Smokes.
Smokes now. All right, so Jay Crowder's a great motivator.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because he is definitely one of those guys that I would definitely fit for a captain's role position.
No.
Not like a Paul Pierce captain role, but like he's already motivating, which woke Sully up big time.
Yeah. So like George Clooney, like perfect storm.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I don't know because they all died.
They all died.
They all died at the end.
Yeah, we're Celtics fans, guys.
I would say George Clooney in Three Kings.
Oh, I like that, but okay. I like Ice Cube better.
Or ideally Ocean's 11, where they get away with it.
Yeah. Jesus, that's even better.
Yeah.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah,
even Ocean's
Ice Cube
13.
Is not in.
Ocean's 13 when they.
It's got Don Cheadle.
They all have Don Cheadle.
I guess.
Every movie has Don Cheadle in it.
It's got Don Cheadle, Bernie Mac.
Rest
Casey
in peace.
Casey Affleck.
Yeah. Who can act a gazillion times better than his brother.
I don't know. I watched Gone Girl the other day. That was nice.
It was a weird movie.
That was a great movie.
Makes you actually scared to be in the dating scene.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I was scared
of
Neil Patrick Harris.
I'm glad I'm
before.
Hitched. Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, Neil Patrick Harris is awesome. He's Dr. Horrible.
This show is just off the rails.
You guys
today.
Have never seen Dr. Horrible sing along vlog?
No, I think you were him for Christmas once.
I was, yeah.
Halloween. Pardon me.
All right.
This show has gone too much Kool-Aid before the show. This is what happened.
Then why don't we take a break?
Okay.
We hit everything.
Except for your Swedish brother in arms being one of the fastest players in the NBA right now.
Of course he is.
Stats, you were talking about this earlier.
He eats sugar fish for lunch.
He eats those little red Swedish fish all day long.
Yeah. And meatballs.
So it's
meatballs,
just pure it's just pure sugar all day. So Stats, me and you were talking about this, how you know of
the Sports View system. Yeah, it's a really cool thing if you're into sort of advanced stats and stuff. It's tracking like where players are and where they are at different times on the court and everything. It's really interesting. They have like who's traveled the most distance per game and stuff. Yeah. I saw like Victor Oladipo at the top of that one. You know, like however many miles they run in the game.
Oh, they did that on a date. They
yeah.
That on the
yeah, that's where they're getting it. It's, yeah. Is this Sports View and yeah, they can calculate a bunch of different stuff. They have like a lot of good stuff like touches per possession. You know, which is like, you know, how many times you hold the ball per possession, you know, right. Over the course of like, you know, games and seasons. It's interesting stuff.
That's pretty cool though. I mean,
so but how does Drebko become the fastest dude?
Well, I mean, it's been five games.
He averages
games, so.
Yeah, right now in the 5-6 games that he's going, he averages about 4.8 miles per game, which is right up there with Isaiah Thomas.
But how does that make him faster? That means he runs longer.
Miles per hour. Five
so
games.
So like when he's going quick. And, you know, I mean that passes
the
eye test. That's
110%.
He runs the floor and everything.
Right.
He's a good dude. I like him.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's a pretty badass stat right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird.
So now we hit everything.
Yeah. So now let's take a break.
Let's take a break and then come back on the other side with some more stuff.
Stuff.
All right. We'll be right back. Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
All right, welcome back. So, Paul Pierce and Jeff Green played a game against each other the other day. And rumor has it they were getting a little rough with each other. Now
rough
all,
how, Dave?
Well, we're all big Paul Pierce fans, and two out of three of us really hated Jeff Green. Stats, I think the verdict's still out on you.
Oh, I was in camp, not a fan.
Yeah, he okay. Sucks. So he all three so of us bad. Are in agreement.
Actually, when I took him on a date one time.
My God, that's all you talk about is how you date.
It was it was one night.
That was the best night of my life.
He's 10 years younger than you. He's just looking for a little.
You forget how bad Jeff Green was until you see him on TV. Like, he pops up on TV and you're like, oh my God, I'm just getting over how much this guy sucked.
Yeah. I mean, it was
Paul Pierce took care of business for us.
Paul Pierce, but the only problem with Paul Pierce taking care of business, he got a flagrant one for it.
So, good.
Well, whatever. He kind of pushed Jeff Green out.
You can't blame him.
No.
Do you think he looks at him and be like, you're the reason why Perk wasn't there?
Of course
or
he does.
Like
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, you cost me my last, real chance as a starter, or, you know?
You cost me the rest of Boston.
He and sucks
part,
so
part of that wasn't his fault because he missed a year with the heart thing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Can't blame him for that, obviously. But
well, maybe he can.
But he has no heart.
No, he can't. He can't.
He has no what?
He has no heart.
No, he's just a terrible player. And everybody, I don't know, people still invest their time and money into this guy.
You know who the next Jeff Green is?
Who?
James Young.
Yeah?
I don't think he's going to get there.
Oh, that's even worse then. But, you know, like, he looks like a basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like
James Young is the next Gabe Brewitt.
Gabe Brewitt didn't look like that, like... You know, you just, like, look at some people, you're like, that dude is an athlete.
Do you know James Young scored 33 points with the Red Claws the other night?
Oh, what the hell good did that do to the Celtics?
Zero, but I mean, like.
It's not nothing.
Is that, like, the Red Claws?
He did that last year, too.
Yeah. So he's a great D-League guy.
There you go.
All-star D-Leaguer. Is that
there
what we're talking
go.
About?
Yep.
Okay, so. Speaking
that just bums me out so much right now.
Speaking of all-star D-Leaguer. Gerald Green got two game suspension by the Miami Heat for his conduct.
Yeah.
Now, this is this story.
I think you know some of my friends.
This is a secret story.
Yeah.
Everybody has their rumors.
Yep.
I think it's one thing, definite. I think it's definite drugs. And no one's saying anything, but if you go to TMZ Sports, they have the 911 call, and you can hear him. Clear as day, screaming his head off in the background. Somebody in this condo complex called 911, and you can hear Gerald Green in the background just screaming his head off. Now, there is rumors that he may have taken some hallucinogenic drugs. There's a new drug out there on the streets called Flacca that makes you go BS crazy.
How do you spell that?
F-L-A-K-K-A.
Falafel?
No, that's falafel.
Gotta be prepared for work.
So he spent a couple days in the hospital. Everything was really hush. I mean, you could not find a good story about this one. And then slowly it started trickling out.
Does it come in cupcake form?
It kind of looks like crystal meth a little bit.
Oh, great.
Is it the successor to Waka?
It might be.
It's a Waka Flocka flame joke.
Yeah, no, I get it. But I Waka Flocka was more marijuana.
Yeah, I think that was his thing.
So, but this is like straight up crystal meth.
Now I'm just thinking about Antoine and how much I hate him.
Antoine?
Yeah, I don't like it. I know I'm in the minority. I hate Antoine.
You know, there was a story that came out about Antoine.
And that he sucked at basketball?
Well, when he was in the D-League, he was teamed up with this guy.
He was 37.
Right. No. I'm not saying that it was a great story. I'm saying it was a very sad story that you would appreciate because you hate Antoine.
Yes.
So he was teamed up. They were bunk mates in this motel.
And Sweetney?
This up-and-coming D-leaguer.
Okay.
And
R.I.P. Minibar.
Right.
And the guy, I don't know who the D-leaguer guy was, but he was saying that, like, you know, when I was growing up, I looked up to Antoine Walker, and now I see him laying on his bed eating boxes of chicken. And it's just grease-soaked mattress from just the buckets of chicken that this guy's consuming, and I don't look up to him anymore. So never trust your idols, I guess the story's motto was.
There's a team in my fantasy basketball league named Antoine Walker's Financial Advisor. Makes me laugh every time I look at it.
That's great. You guys want to hear the new segment on Gangrene TV?
Yes, I do.
It's the Brooklyn Report.
I love the Brooklyn Report. How are they doing?
Oh, 7, everybody.
We didn't get the song ready.
No. Brooklyn Report. Brooklyn Report.
0-7,
Brooke
everybody.
Lopez has weird hair.
Brooklyn Report, brought to you by the Red Zombie.
Red Zombie.
0-7.
Yeah, awesome.
Lopez may or may not be coming back soon. So they might win a game.
No, he's coming right back, I heard.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think he's going to play tomorrow.
So, yeah, he's scheduled to play Wednesday.
I did like Chuck from Red Zombie tweet the other day that said I would hold him out for
the rest of the season.
Six to eight months just to be careful.
Definitely.
Yeah. I love the
So they might win a game on Wednesday.
I love the did the Nets win last night?
Nah.
That's good.
That's fun.
There was there's an old Twitter page out there that said that JD Drew get a hit. Or Steven did Steven Drew get a hit? Every time Steven Drew was at bat, the Twitter handle just said no.
Yeah.
Not tonight. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. So that's it.
We're happy people around here, huh?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. I feel good.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we got a what would you give up? We had one last week for the PG-13.
Yeah, and you were dumb.
Nope. Go back and listen to that show.
Still?
I sounded great. My voice was nice.
No, you have a nice sounding voice.
Thank you. Very soon.
It's just the ideas that come out of it.
I don't know.
All right, we'll be right back.
I think it's lack of sleep.
Totally. All right.
Totes.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
And we're back. So we have a little topic that we wanted to discuss. We wanted to ask, what would you give up to trade places with the Spurs for the last 20 years? So what we're talking about is before the Duncan draft and the Paul Pierce draft to switch places with the Spurs. So we get David Robinson, we get Tim Duncan, we get all the players they drafted, we get Greg Popovich for the last 20 years.
Wait.
And going forward, right?
And going forward.
Do we get to keep them?
Would we get David Robinson?
Yeah, if it's 20 years ago.
Yeah, at the end of his career.
But I'm saying, like, let's take David Robinson out of the equation.
Okay, so starting at Tim Duncan coming?
Sure.
I mean, 20 years. We're talking David Robinson got drafted, what, 89, 88, 89? He was still a Spur.
You're trading the last 20 years.
So we're trading from...
You take that whole franchise for the last 20 years.
Okay. All right, fine. So we only have David Robinson for a couple of years.
Can I just hold on for 1 second?
Yes. Hold on for one more.
There's no one at this table that says, no, I don't do that deal, right?
I would do that deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're all like, that's what makes this interesting is that, like, yeah, of course we want to be
Spurs.
I mean,
we're talking about 5 championships. We're talking about so many great players.
I give up pizza bagels. I'm starting with pizza bagels.
That's a low ball, dude.
That's I'm starting with that.
How have I done this show for 9 years? How have I been here this long?
That's what I'm starting with.
All right. So, pizza bagels aside.
Let's talk about I give up all pizza, home pizza, microwavable or bakeable.
Even
dish.
DiGiorno, but it's not delivered.
All home pizza?
All home pizza.
Yeah, done. Done.
There's nothing good. Like, I'm not saving Elio's or anything like that.
Yeah, no, done. That's done. I do that.
Guys, DiGiorno?
Done. I'd get it
done.
Out of here.
All right, fine. All right. All pizza aside.
Now, I would give up the most important Celtic of my lifetime.
Paul Pierce?
Yeah, I would have to give that up.
Which is sad, thinking about.
Yeah.
Going forward, it's sad.
I like 5 championships, though.
Right. I mean, that is the greatest outcome of all of it is like
I could probably like Tony Parker.
Oh, I know I could. I know I can I know I can like that whole team because I do like that whole team.
Okay. They haven't had a lot of like hateable. I mean, growing they had like Steven Jackson for a while.
But that doesn't matter. I mean, those are guys that just came and went.
And we had Rondo.
Right. I mean, growing up, I loved David Robinson. He was one of my favorite players out there. And when that team started to progress, when they won their first championship in 99, I felt like it was that cap of 10 years of liking David Robinson, and I finally got to see him win a championship. With the addition of Tim Duncan, it just kind of went – once David Robinson left, Tim Duncan took over. You know, for me, I mean, I know that actual in reality also happened, but, like, for me, it's, like, so such a likable guy in Robinson, such a likable guy in Duncan. I mean, he doesn't have the same kind of...
He doesn't have a personality
no.
at all. But that's...
But, know. I mean, that might be the Virgin Islands
but
coming out of him. So
to play the devil's advocate, we would never fall in love with such people as Delonte West.
Like, well, I feel like no matter who you bring up, though, it's like you always had someone better with the Spurs.
Are they as fun as Delonte? I mean, maybe they are because they would be your team.
They'd
be better. So.
No,
of course, right.
Yeah. There's nobody on the Spurs that would be funner than Delonte. Nobody on the Spurs rode a three-wheeled trike on the highway with a bunch of shotguns. So.
I mean, they're probably better off.
They're probably a little better off.
No, I was just playing devil's advocate.
No, I totally enjoy it. Nobody told J.J. Hicks to go get donuts.
I would give...
Nobody slept with LeBron's mom. You know what I'm saying? I'm still Delonte West.
I would swap that 20 years. And because what brought this conversation up is like that game against the Spurs and like just...
They're set up too. It's not just
Duncan,
it's going to be over. They're set up to keep going.
They've been good for 20 years. They're good this year.
And they're going to continue to
be good. They're set up to be good in the future.
Right.
Yeah. How the hell do we sign up for that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you. This is what I'll trade. I will tell you. I will trade the New England Patriots.
Really?
For the San Antonio. Yes, because I would rather watch the Celtics be good than the goddamn Patriots.
I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'd give up the Bruins, too. Sorry,
yes.
Bruins fans.
Yeah, I would guess.
I'd give up the Bruins. I've given up on the Bruins.
Okay, so if you could have – because I just – hit me right now. I don't know why. But that's the analogy people say. They say the Patriots are the Spurs of the NFL.
Yeah.
I would have a shitty – I think I can say that.
No, you can. We're on podcast
okay,
now.
I would have a shitty
– Take the Texans. They're close.
Yeah. All day long if my basketball team is the goddamn Spurs.
Yeah?
Yes.
You see, now I enjoy the fact that all four of our major sports franchises have won – titles and multiple titles.
No, only one's won multiple titles, and I would rather that be the basketball team.
No, I'm not saying in the span of 20 years. I'm saying in the span of lifetime. So
only talking last 20 years. We still have all those old championships.
Okay, all right, fine. So you have two franchises that won multiple championships
yeah.
in the past 20 years. You have the Patriots and you have the Red Sox.
Okay, so you still have the Red Sox. I would get.
I don't know, because then I can't go around walking around saying I'm from Titletown, bitch. Where are you from?
Yes, because you have the Spurs.
And they have to go. They have to go like this. I'm from Queens.
No, because
that's why no one watches this show, Dave.
I go around the streets every single day. I go, where are you from? They go, I live in Boston. Yeah, so do I, but I live in Titletown, bitch. And I go, smack him.
Yeah, I would totally
a
crap ass football team.
I know. Now I realize why nobody watches the show.
Yeah,
because
you clap your hands on the mic.
That's okay. We're all screaming.
So you'd rather the Patriots be good than the Celtics?
No. I'm just saying I wouldn't trade any championships from anybody.
This is week number two with a weak argument.
I wouldn't trade champion. I wouldn't
Am I wrong?
I mean, I agree with you, but I do see
I wouldn't
Dave's
trade
point.
Any championships. I would trade the last 20 years of the Celtics. I would trade that in a heartbeat. But I would not trade any championships of any New England teams for 20 years of what the Spurs had.
Oh, yeah. I would trade the Patriots championships. I would trade the Red Sox championships, Malden Catholics, whatever they did. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't trade the Patriots championships for four or five more Celtics championships.
Oh, I would in a heartbeat.
That seems
I would absolutely.
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. So we're
and you can take the Revolution too.
They haven't won any yet.
I don't know about that.
The Revolution.
I like the Revolution.
That was a look. I know.
Revolution championships, or just take the Revolution, the whole team.
They have a lot of Eastern Conference titles.
Yeah,
they're like.
Sort of the Buffalo Bills.
Pretty much.
Okay, where did that get them? Four Super Bowls in a row.
Right, that's what I want in Foxborough if the Celtics are going to win championships.
No, see, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want to give up any of my championships for any of my teams.
No, but your game.
The only championship I would give up would be the 2008 Celtics championship.
But you're gaining. Oh, my God.
For 99, 03, 05, 07, and 14.
I would take a basketball. I would take like an extra basketball championship over like, I don't know, six Super Bowls.
No,
I'm with
that. That's about my conversion rate.
I would. All right. Well, I would take an extra basketball.
We're in the minority, by the way.
Oh, I know. Okay. I know.
But I'm with you.
Yeah.
I would take an extra basketball championship. I would take the Celtics winning two in the Danny Ainge lifespan here as GM.
You're failing this conversation.
Over the 2013 Red Sox World Series.
Okay, but
if the Celtics could win one more and we had to get rid of one championship, I'd do 13.
How many? Rid of the Bruins one.
No, see, I wouldn't get rid of the Bruins one.
I guess it's nice to have one.
The 13
for the people that are.
I'll
fans.
Tell you the. I know we're getting off topic of Celtics, but I think the 2013 Red Sox championship was just a fluke. I think that was an accident. Honestly, if there's one thing I think was an accident, it was that championship.
It's kind of a stars aligning type of thing.
It was.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if I had to pick one, it would probably be that one. Or I guess I'm not a Bruins fan, so.
I would trade Doug Flutie's touchdown, too.
I would trade Doug Flutie.
I'd trade anything BC's ever done.
No.
Yeah, well, whatever. No.
Except for Flutie flakes. They're like Gronk flakes, only Larry Bird's.
Older.
Older.
I have a box of Larry Bird Wheaties that are unopened.
Yeah.
We could enjoy them next week if you guys would like to.
Yeah, I always wanted to get sick on air. Yeah. All right, I'm out.
No, they're still sealed.
Yeah, those things are like
it's almost 30 years old.
It's
not food anyway, Dave.
Yeah, they're fine.
So you're saying those? All right, fine. Next week we're eating. All right, we're eating
30-year-old wheat.
We're eating 30-year-old Larry Bird flakes.
And we're going to wash it down with some San Tarpio's pizza from somebody. You out there, right?
You out there.
I can't believe you don't want to give up the Patriots Super Bowl.
No way. Why?
You're making me so mad. This is the second week in a row.
Why would you give up the Patriots Super Bowls?
Because you're winning basketball championships.
All right, first of all, you're yelling in the mic. You're shaking your table. You know your glass is loose. All right?
Oh, God.
This show has gone off the rails tonight. Okay, listen. I would not give up any championship, except for the 2013 Red Sox one, for five more Celtics. No way. No way. Why would you give up four Super Bowl titles?
Because you're getting five more titles. Your math is wrong.
No. You're getting five more titles from a team who is third, maybe fourth place in your city's sports category.
Not in my heart.
Not in your heart.
They wouldn't be if they won those five. They'd be way further ahead
of the
Lakers.
But they won 17, and nobody gives a shit.
Well, yeah, because they won 16 when no one was alive.
If you're not in the basketball, if you're not in the basketball minority,
unless they're the best team in town,
I don't know.
You grew up in the '80s; they were the hottest thing ever.
Right, but I'm saying, all right, fine. I don't agree. No, I would not give up Super Bowls.
Oh my God!
No way. You're shaking over here, pounding your fist on the table.
Yeah, you're making me really mad.
2 weeks in a row, guys, I've done it. Great job, Stats.
I make this a weekly thing.
You make no sense to me.
No.
How are we friends?
All right, listen. Everybody out there, whoever the
three people that's made that's
the
made
three of you who are watching this show right now, please, somebody get on my side here. Would you trade 4 Super Bowl titles for 5 more Celtics titles?
Yes.
I bet you're high as a kite.
Yeah, because no one likes basketball. Everyone likes football.
So I'm winning. I am.
I personally would. You do a Celtics show, by the way.
I do a Celtics show. I would give
we
up.
We acknowledge that most people wouldn't I'm do giving what we're
up.
Doing.
I'm
but
giving
that does
up,
not make them right.
I am giving up Paul Pierce and 2008 for 5 more titles.
That's not enough.
Plus a Tim Duncan. Yeah, it's not enough, but that's what we're giving up.
God, you always want to give up so little to get more.
Yeah.
This is number 2.
Why would I have to give up Patriots?
I can't wait. Let's figure out what we're going to argue about next week. Because you're wrong every week.
I'd give up all of the 70s titles for the Celtics to get 5 more from the Tim Duncan era.
Well, that's dumb when all you have to do is give up football titles.
You can't give up football titles, though. We're talking 2 different sports. You're talking water on Mars.
We're talking about
giving up pizza.
Yeah, you're giving up. Go back and giving up pizza.
Bianchi's pizza.
No, you said all house pizza.
I'll never have.
Oh, frozen pizza? That's not real pizza.
This kid's liking Domino's. You're liking Zantopios. Get me out of here, Kurt.
I would never have another Chipwich or a hot dog sandwich if we could get all the Spurs.
I'm down. All right. This is.
No way.
We could argue about this all day long. Dave's wrong. Stats and I are right.
I'm not wrong.
And we will see you next week with some other. Probably crazy cockamamie concoction of a story.